The city of Trinidad moved forward with plans to relocate the Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse. The lighthouse was determined last year by geological reviews to be on unstable ground because of an active slide under the structure that could cause it to fall off the bluff and into the ocean. But for the second day in a row, construction workers were met with protests from local Surai tribal members and supporters who say the new location is an infringement on ancestral land. Axel Lindgren III, a direct descendant of the Surai people, buried in the ancestral village and the tribal chairman of the Surai Ancestral Society, says that this isn't a new issue and that the Surai have discussed the lighthouse's unstable location for years.
We've been fighting with them for years over the, just over this few last few years about the lighthouse and how it's causing the destabilization of the hillside.
The decision to relocate the lighthouse 20 feet northeast of its location near the Surai Ancestral Village was made between the city, the Trinidad Civic Club, who technically own the land, and a cultural monitor from the Yurok tribe. However, Lindgren says the Surai did not agree to this decision and that it ultimately disenfranchised their burial ground.
Yeah, they don't care about the Indian people. I mean, it's gone on in history. It's too bad that they have to think that way. I don't know, they've never gotten over that, I guess, because 1916, the Surai people were kicked off this property here, removed. And I don't understand why people have to be so racist.
However, Patty Fleschner, who works to preserve the lighthouse for the Trinidad Civic Club, said the matter is not about racism or discrimination, but instead about keeping the lighthouse intact and temporarily moving it so it does not fall in the ocean or worse, on the Surai Ancestral Village.
No one's trying to desecrate or disrespect anything. We're trying to preserve the site below so that the lighthouse doesn't fall down the hill. It's not something the Civic Club wants to do at all. It's expensive and it's stressful. We're just humans all together in this community trying to do the right thing. And the Civic Club is very much a service organization. It's community oriented. We've been advised about this emergency. We had to act. We had to act proactively.
Moving the lighthouse is a priority for the city as well, and City Manager Dan Berman says relocating the lighthouse was in response to geological studies, which warned the structure was in serious danger of sliding over the bluff. Out of respect and concern for the cultural and historical significance, Berman says numerous discussions happened prior to deciding to move it near the Surai Ancestral Village.
I didn't anticipate this level of response because I didn't see that move of the lighthouse over as being the insult, I guess, to the cultural resources there, to the people that apparently people are clearly taking it as. So.
Berman also added that the Civic Club made the appropriate emergency response in deciding to relocate the lighthouse. Meanwhile, Surai tribal members and supporters continued to stage protest at the foot of the lighthouse in Trinidad.
The emergency action was a smart little technical move that the city did in order to abrogate rights to not go under California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, as well as address other kinds of issues in the area.
That's Tia Orsos-Peters, executive director of the Seventh Generation Fund for Indigenous People.
So they got it on a technical little loophole currently, but Indigenous peoples clearly are ready to take action and are taking action to protect their rights.
She says not only do the Surai have the right to protest, but that the whole area is a resting place for thousands of Indigenous people and must be respected. While the city and Civic Club plan to continue the relocation, Orsos-Peters says moving the lighthouse 20 feet will not change the fact that it did not belong on Native land.
In a bit.
For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.